KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says Iran's missiles injured 271 people this morning. No one was killed. Prime Minister Netanyahu, visiting a damaged hospital in Beersheba, said,
"In this hospital, there are patients who are immobile. They can't even move. Right next to it is a children's ward, a baby's ward, infants. They targeted."
Nothing today from President Trump about whether America will join Israel in attacking Iran. Russia says any military intervention by the U.S. would be an extremely dangerous step with truly unpredictable negative consequences. Consequences at the gas pump. The national average now $3.20 a gallon, up 2 cents overnight, up 13 cents since Saturday. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry reports 12 dead trying to reach aid distribution sites today. Strong hurricane making landfall today near Acapulco. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. More rain is coming. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to utilize pollinator-friendly lawn care practices in honor of Pollinator Week. According to a press release, residents should strive to plant native plants and trees in their yards, including host plants for butterfly larvae like milkweeds or violets. They should also avoid using pesticides and herbicides to protect the plants that pollinators need to survive, and leave some leaf or brush piles as a place for pollinators to shelter themselves from bad weather and throughout the winter months. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Republican state lawmakers to approve a budget proposal calling for increased spending on rural broadband access this week. Governor Evers warned of potential cuts to federal funding for the BEAD program, which has been providing a majority of the funding for rural internet infrastructure projects. He also shared a map showing over 260,000 residents living in underserved areas. The governor's proposed budget called for a $400 million investment in the state's broadband expansion grant program. A New Auburn man accused of pointing a shotgun at his wife, neighbor, and Barron County law enforcement authorities has been sentenced to prison. 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested in October following the incident, which saw a response from the Barron Rusk Emergency Response Team and Eau Claire Regional SWAT Team. Pushek also rammed his pickup truck into an armored law enforcement vehicle while attempting to flee the area. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison and 4 years of probation after reaching a plea deal in March. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is reminding residents that just because they may be able to purchase marijuana legally in neighboring states, it doesn't mean they can bring it back to Wisconsin. In a social media post last week, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office announced the recovery of nearly 12 pounds of marijuana that appeared to be commercially packaged. The post also noted that nearly 12 pounds is an abnormal amount of marijuana to be in possession of and would likely qualify as intent to deliver when criminal charges are filed. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and winds becoming a bit feisty. Chances of showers and storms sparking up again this afternoon, they increase tonight. It could become strong to severe, pegging the risks of damaging high wind gusts and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a new report on how the Trump tax giveaway could cost Wisconsin hospitals up to $4 billion over the next decade. Some won't survive.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Juneteenth. Today is the celebration of the announcement in Galveston, Texas on June 19th, 1865 by Major General Gordon Granger of the U.S. Army that the slaves were freed. Now, that had happened 2 years earlier, but, you know, it took a while back in the day. The Emancipation Proclamation was actually issued on January 1st, 1863, in the midst of the Civil War. Black people in Galveston came out into the streets when Order Number 3 was read. And, you know, they had fought in the war. They had worked as soldiers, as nurses, as day laborers. They fought and died for this country. And now, of course, the Trump administration and Republicans across the country are trying to dial it back. Let's have a very quiet, subdued Juneteenth celebration. Right. We got a lot to talk about today. The chilling Republican plan to slam shut the courthouse doors on average Americans. This is a story that's absolutely flying under the radar. And everybody needs to know about this and know about it quick. Also, 88. Number 88 is fascist speak for the eighth letter of the alphabet twice. You know, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H. 88 is, just ask any Proud Boy, 88 means Heil Hitler. Two H's, right? So, of course, Trump just installed flagpoles in front of the White House, and guess how tall they are? I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And are Democratic groups finding their mojo? We got a great new ad I want to share with you. Ad is the wrong word. Public service announcement. In the second hour of our program, Phil Lytner is going to drop by with a live update from Kyiv, Ukraine. He has very disturbing news. It looks like Putin has been told to declare full war on Ukraine. We'll see. Also, it'd be dangerous to give up billionaire and corporate money for general elections, but Bernie says that Democrats must do it for primaries. I think this is fascinating. We'll talk about that in the second hour. And also, give Donald Trump $1 million donation, and you too can be an Army officer. Everybody has to salute you. You get to wear a uniform and strut around. Seriously, he's put four people who gave him multi-million-dollar donations, gave him commissions as officers in the military, even though they've never served in the military. They're just tech bros. And in the third hour of our program, the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is going to drop by. She's got a new book, The Purposeful Warrior, Standing Up for What's Right When the Stakes Are High. And we will discuss that and her campaign for governor of Michigan and all that sort of stuff. But to start out, I mentioned in the setup that there is this chilling Republican plan to slam shut the courthouse doors on average Americans. This is real. You'll recall a month or so ago, I shared with you the details of a provision, a one-sentence provision that had been slipped into the House version of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. This is the kill Medicaid to pay for tax cuts for billionaires legislation. And And that provision had said that if a court rules that, say, Trump's lawyers or Trump himself, you know, or anybody in the Trump administration refuses to do what a court says, that the court can then hold them in contempt of court and hit them with fines or even jail. And that provision would have eliminated the ability of judges to issue contempt citations or hold people in contempt. A lot of people were upset about that, got a lot of publicity. And so when this bill got to the Senate, Chuck Grassley pulled that out. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, pulled that provision out and replaced it with something even worse. And that's the part that's getting no publicity at all. Right now, if you want to file a lawsuit, let's say that, an ICE officer beat you up or arrested you and you're a U.S. citizen. Or let's say you're a U.S. senator and you just got, you know, dragged to the ground by the FBI. A false arrest. Classic false arrest. And you want to sue the government. Or let's say that you don't get your Social Security check. Or you're stopped at the border as you're trying to return to the country and they don't let you in. How do you solve those problems? How do you remedy that? How do you make yourself whole? Well, you sue the government. And, you know, when you sue the government, I mean, there are some expenses involved. Typically, you've got to hire a lawyer if you're not one. And there are some fees involved in filing papers with courts. They're not huge. I mean, you know, we're talking dozens or hundreds of dollars. But that's about it. Now, when the federal government defends itself in a case, they have to, you know, they've got a whole bunch of lawyers and they got the federal buildings and all the payrolls and the clerks and everything else. And so it costs millions of dollars for the federal government to defend itself, or arguably costs millions. You know, these people would still be being paid even if they weren't doing the work, but you can assign that work, you know, a cost to that work. And so what this provision that Chuck Grassley and others, we're not certain which Republican inserted this, although Chuck Grassley is bragging about it. But what this provision says is that when you file that lawsuit, you have to file a bond. In other words, a pile of cash, which you may lose, that equals the cost to the government, the possible cost, the maximum possible cost to the government of not just defending themselves in a lawsuit, but say the government loses. Let's say that you're a United States senator who got, you know, beat up and dragged to the ground by an FBI agent. You sue for false arrest. And you sue for damages. You want $1 billion in damages. Well, that $1 billion then becomes the bond. So if you're going to sue for $30 million, you're going to sue for $50 million, you have to put up $30 million or $50 million, plus the additional $5 or $10 or $15 million that the government says is going to be their cost to defend your suit. What this means is that nobody other than billionaires or massive corporations will be able to sue the federal government going forward. It's just that simple. And why this is so insanely critical is that since the Republicans in the House and Senate have decided that they are not going to do anything to control Donald Trump's dictatorial impulses, the only branch of government, you know, there's three branches of government. You have the legislative, Congress, you've got the executive, the president, and you have the judicial, the Supreme Court and all the federal courts, the appeals courts and the district courts. Only the court system right now is holding Trump back. There, you know, there's nobody in Congress, at least no Republicans, and they control Congress right now, who are at all interested in controlling Trump, in regulating him, backing him down, in forcing him to back down. So if Trump wants to be a dictator, and clearly he does, the only thing that can stop him, and the only thing so far that has stopped him, in fact, over 300 lawsuits have been filed against him, and he's already lost at least 187 of those 300. He's only won 7.1% of the time. The only thing that can stop him are the federal courts. And what this provision in the big, beautiful cut Medicaid, kill, you know, reduce Medicare by $500 billion, to pay for tax cuts for, you know, a $4 trillion tax break for billionaires. What this provision in that legislation would do is make that basically impossible. So now might be a good time to call your member of Congress at 202-224-3121, both of your senators and your member of the House of Representatives, and raise some absolute holy hell about this. Because this could be, I mean, this is end of the Republic kind of stuff. This is seriously dangerous stuff. And let's not forget this, by the way, when the next election comes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. And they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know what's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you should do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
There's a toll at the gate where the courts once stood open. Now billionaires wait. They've locked the doors tight. Put a bond on your plea. If you're fighting the tyrant, it ain't gonna be free. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. We're selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land. Wrote it in secret in the big beautiful bill. A bond for your sorrows, a bond for your will. Millions of billions to speak of your pain. While Trump's goons run free again and again. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. Selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land. I sat at your doorstep, your benefits gone. They say post a bomb before righting the wrong. No judge will hear you, no court will respond, till you pay the ransom, till you break on their bond. So call every senator, shout loud, raise the cry, before justice is prized so damn high we can't try. The Constitution's bleeding, fighting Trump is the soul of this land we're in. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. We're selling off your justice, taking rights away.
Welcome back to our court past the hour. So just ask any white supremacist what 88 stands for. They love to use that. 88 and 14 are the two big ones. 88, of course, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H, so 88 is HH, and HH is Heil Hitler. As I said, any white supremacist will enthusiastically tell you. So Donald Trump installs a massive flagpole out in front of the White House yesterday. And here's the headline from USA Today. Trump installs a pair of new 88-foot-tall flagpoles. 88 foot. Not 90 feet, not 75 feet, not 80 feet, not 100 feet, 88 feet. Amazing. Meanwhile, some of the Democratic groups out there are getting their mojo. This is an amazing clip, this little video clip here that we're going to play for you. It starts out with a young woman and a young man looking at each other and having a conversation. And then comes ICE. Here we go.
I had a really good time today.
Yeah, me too. I really look.
What are you doing?
She's coming with us.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're rounding up illegals.
She was born here. She's a citizen.
I don't care. She looks like one of them. But don't worry. When she's in prison in El Salvador, she'll have lots of company.
The homegrowns are next. It ends with a quote from Donald Trump. The homegrowns are next.
Yeah.
So here we are. Here we are. They want to keep you out of the court. They want to prevent you from suing the administration, from stopping them. They have already snatched multiple U.S. citizens. They've arrested a Democratic mayor. They've arrested a Democratic member of the House of Representatives. They beat a Democratic senator to the ground. Every single one of them, by the way, a person of color. This is this administration's war on Democrats who are not white. I haven't seen, maybe I missed it. I mean, you know, call and correct me if I'm wrong on this. But I have not yet seen them go after white Democrats, which tells me that while they yell and scream about Democrats and the Democratic Party, which they insist on using Joe McCarthy's old slur and calling it the Democrat Party, there is no such thing. But that's, you will literally not be able to find a Republican who will refer to the Democratic Party or members of the Democratic Party as anything other than the Democrat Party. But nonetheless, and by the way, there was a judge who said this a couple days ago, a Reagan judge, who pointed out this is all about race. This is about making America white again. This, the whole DEI, anti-DEI, it's got nothing to do with diversity, equity, inclusion programs. What it has to do with is stripping out black people. Trump just took the bust of Martin Luther King out of the White House, replaced it with a white guy, Winston Churchill, not even an American. But hey, get that black guy out of the White House. It's the White House, after all. This is the bottom line for the GOP now. Their racist base has put them in power, and they're saying, okay, here's what you want. This is what you're going to get. I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you here on the place where smart people get their news? I'll be right back with your thoughts.
Have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking landowners willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. The program has been offered in the state for over 30 years, and this year's hunt will take place from October 4th to October 12th. Applications to host a hunt through the program can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website and must be submitted by July 1st. To be eligible, interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of available land and be able to host at least 3 hunters. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Invasive Species Awareness Weekend. The agency will host more than 30 events across the state this weekend. Their goal is to raise awareness about the presence of various invasive species that are threatening native species in the state and share some of the steps that residents can take to help prevent those invasive species from spreading even further. A full list of Invasive Species Awareness Weekend events can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding fishing enthusiasts that the smallmouth bass fishing season in the Northern Bass Management Zone will kick off this weekend. The season officially opens on Saturday and will run through May 1st of next year. The Northern Bass Management Zone includes waters north of State Highway 77 and State Highway 64. Anglers who wish to participate in the fishing season will need a valid state fishing license, which can be purchased through the DNR's Go Wild portal or from an in-person vendor. A Holcomb man was taken into custody after allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on a chase through Rusk and Chippewa counties. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, the chase began on Sunday at around 10:30 p.m. when deputies attempted to stop a motorcycle on Highway 27. The driver then led deputies on a 25-mile chase before being caught while trying to flee on foot. 50-year-old Patrick Buswell is now facing multiple charges, including attempting to flee, possession of methamphetamine, cocaine, and THC, and bail jumping. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and winds becoming a bit feisty. Chances of showers and storms sparking up again this afternoon, they increase tonight. Could become strong to severe, pecking the risks of damaging high wind gusts and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Tyranny wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town.
past the hour. So what say you about all these things? Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I'm going to play amateur psychologist or psychiatrist, one of them. I don't think there's a question that the orange stain is a psychologically damaged individual. You've mentioned that many times. I believe it could all stem from what Stormy Daniels described about his nether region, his micro, I'm not going to say the word.
She called it a mushroom, yes.
Yeah, okay. I give it a high probability that his entire life of acting out, the 24 women of accusing of a sexual assault, E. Jean Carroll, et cetera, even the long red tie. I think the rage and hatred and cruelty coming from this man could be a reaction to his anatomical inadequacies.
You think it's all compensation?
Yeah, exactly. And one of Stephanie's friends, a caller to her show, called the other day his small in the pants parade. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, one more thing, Tom, real quick. I attended the rally, the No Kings rally out here in Santa Clarita. It was in Valencia. Mm-hmm. We're about 30 miles north of downtown L.A. Absolutely incredible. It was so energizing, such an amazing spirit. One of the best experiences I can remember. But I saw a lot of signs calling him a clown. I'm going to plead to people, please don't call him a clown, because clowns are funny, entertaining, and usually high energy. Mm-hmm. The orange stain is none of them. He's dull, boring, and unfunny. I've never heard him say anything remotely funny.
Yeah. One of the more popular memes, of course, is elect a clown, expect a circus. But I get it. I get what you're saying, Cliff.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I've never seen, and I don't have... like a degree in psychology, but I've paid a lot of attention to that field ever since I was a kid. I mean, I read Freud when I was 10 or 11 years old, and tried to map, you know, what's the id, what's the superego, all those things. But I've never seen a study correlating equipment size, shall we say, to any particular psychopathology. They may be out there. I'll have to ask ChatGPT when I get off, you know, during the next break. But just my
amateur speculation. That's all.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. I used to make jokes about this. We had the Small Penis Gun Club. You'll recall years ago
that we started.
We had a website for it and everything. A logo.
Yeah, overcompensating,
you
said.
Yeah, the compensating. Yeah. But again, I'm not sure of any evidence. That's interesting. Cliff, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. David in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks a lot. I called you about 6 or 7 months ago. I'm a volunteer with Ukraine Defense Support, and I just wanted to announce that at the time we had just hit the $1 million donation mark. Mm-hmm. And so we were really proud of that, happy. Well, here, where I just want to announce that if not this month, and certainly in July, we're going to hit the $2 million donation mark. On top of that, we could add over $500,000 of extremely high quality medical equipment that, like Kaiser Permanente and other medical groups, they have a lot of surplus, a lot of supplies out there that's just sitting there that they really need in Ukraine. So we've gotten that moving too. And anyway, our volunteers are pretty much the key. We're getting more and more volunteers as well, but they're the key to a lot of these fundraising.
So what is Ukraine Defense Support, and what do volunteers volunteer to do?
Well, we meet every Thursday. We talk about that.
Is this a local group in Washington State?
In Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle. We're based in Seattle. We meet every Thursday night by Shoreline. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 500 members, and we're involved in anything that has to do with Ukraine. Festivals, events, things of that nature, but we're constantly doing different sorts of fundraising. Our volunteers are really great at fundraising, we have a really important one coming up, one of the best one of the most legendary and great rock and roll bands of Ukraine. They're called Volpi Vodolosi. We just call them VV because it's kind of strange, but they're kind of like REM. Think of the REM. They're very famous in Ukraine. They're going to do a free concert July 1st at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle. All ticket sales go straight to Ukraine.
That's great.
And it's going to be like a people want to go because it's who's doing anything on Tuesday night anyway, but it's going to be like a scene straight out of a bar in Kiev or Lviv. It'll just be really, really cool.
David, is there a website?
A lot of money.
Is there a website where people can learn more about this?
Yeah, and they can get their tickets there. It's at UkraineDefenseSupport.org.
Okay.
And like I say, most of us are in Seattle, but we got members all over the world, and we have some of the smartest, some of the best members, people that really do a heck of a job because there's a lot of people out there that really care about Ukraine. And I think Ukraine's going to make it. It's going to still be tough.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Russia launched a massive attack overnight. They killed about 30 people in an apartment building in Kyiv.
Yeah.
It's so grim.
Believe me,
Putin has so much blood on his hands.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's made me want to double my efforts.
Yeah.
It's made me really care more and more. And I just look for ways every day to how to help Ukraine.
That's great. And, so UkraineDefenseSupport.org, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
David, sir. I got to move along, but thank you. Thanks for sharing that and keep us updated on how it goes, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. Thanks. Great. Keep up the good work, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Back at you, David. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Couple of things. First of all, the problem with democracy in the United States is that our institutions no longer represent the people. The people have lost the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the presidency. They no longer represent us.
Right. Thanks to Citizens United.
The court cases. You've cited those court cases, which have really helped me understand this. Now, all we've got left is the power of the people, and that's why No King's Day, which was phenomenal, which was so important. It was one of the most enjoyable protests I've ever been to, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm going to attend again on July 17th, which is the Good Trouble Lives On Day to 5-year anniversary of Representative John Lewis's death. Now, in recent weeks in Huntington Beach, the people have spoken loudly and clearly twice. On June 10th, both Measure A and B were defeated by the people. We won by 58% and 60.2% to stop book censorship committees and to stop the privatization of our public libraries.
That's
so the right wing was spanked loudly twice.
I'm amazed that they got as much of a vote as they did. I mean, 40% roughly of people in California are in favor of banning books. That's pretty shocking,
actually.
Rather
astounding.
Randy.
It's wrapped up in a lot of religious fervor. But the thing that I really found cool about No King's protest, which was large and loud and peaceful, and people came in all shapes and sizes and colors. I've never seen so many old white people at a protest in my life. And when thousands of old white people show up in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, the hippies are back, Randy.
The old
anti-war folks from the 60s are back in the No Kings protests and whatnot. We're still here, in other words.
The story played out, absolutely. And the story played out time and time again in city and city across the nation. Where was the president? He was in his parade bunker, parading around with little toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a couple of comments. The crowds broke out with the chant, "Never Again Republican." And I hope for the next protest, the chant is amended to "Never Again Republican, Democracy Will Rule Again."
Yeah.
Because I think those two are closely related.
Well, let me give you a little encouragement here. On Tuesday, the day before yesterday, New Jersey held a Democratic primary, and Mikey Sherrill won, who's going to go on to run for, I believe this is the governor's race. She's running against State Representative Jack Chiarelli, who is endorsed by Trump. But here's the shocking stuff: in 2013, there were 195,000 people who showed up for the primary in Virginia. In 2021, there were 382,000 people who showed up for the primary. In 2017, there were 503,000 people who showed up for the primary. So we're seeing, you know, progressively greater participation. And this is just the Democratic primary, right? The number for the one this week was 814,000 people. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah. So,
well, I think people are righteously angry because our president's been violating the Constitution. We're angry at the kidnappings and the deportations and the concentration camps.
Yep.
And the tax cuts for the rich.
Yep.
And the murder of politicians and the hammer attack on Pelosi. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Now it's ethnic cleansing.
Yep. Yeah,
it's just we need to bring our country back.
So and now he's talking about having a war with Iran. When the intelligence community, all 17 intelligence agencies, according to Tulsi Gabbard, our intelligence chief, are saying they don't even have nukes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's amazing. And Netanyahu is playing Trump like a fiddle. 46 minutes past the hour. What say you? I'll pick up the call for that. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation, and your home for the Brewers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matinee on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Minutes past the hour. The call's here. Andy in Wilmington, Delaware, listening on Sirius XM. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. I'll get right to the point. There's a couple of questions that I don't hear the answers to, and that is, number one, do locally elected representatives have the right to inspect an ICE facility? And I had one other question about.
Well, let me just respond to that. According to the legislation that created ICE, it is under continuous review. There's a phrase. It's escaping me at the moment. But basically, any member of Congress can go into any ICE facility at any time for a surprise inspection. Now, ICE has pushed back just in the last 2 days, and maybe it was just yesterday, saying that that may be true for our prison facilities, but for our offices, you can't come in and inspect us. And that, I guarantee you, is going to be adjudicated. It's going to go to court. And so that's where it's at right now. But local officials, the mayor of Mayor Roz Baraka, who was arrested in New Jersey at an ICE facility, he was asserting that the facility was opened without a certificate of occupancy from the city, which the city zoning requirements require, that they hadn't even applied for one. They just, went ahead and did it. And they're, of course, asserting that they're federal and they don't have to do what the city says, which is just not true. So we'll see. But that, again, that'll be adjudicated, I'm guessing. I'm not certain about the status of that with regard to the courts, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's going through the courts as well.
Well, you know what? It's I just can't believe that. By the time courts adjudicate, damage is done. And this has happened over and over again with these. It's like we're trying to shoot a swarm of bees with a machine gun.
It's a good metaphor.
So I don't know how we're going to be able to stop this creeping, more than creeping, this galloping toward authoritarianism. When a president can take an action, it can be affected overnight and weeks later be questioned.
Yeah, no, I get it, Andy, and that's why this provision in the new, cut Medicaid to pay for billionaire tax cut bill that basically says that if you want to sue the government, if you want to try to stop ICE from doing something, it's going to cost you millions of dollars that you got to put up front.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah, it's just insane. It's just crazy. Andy, thank you for the call.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, good talking to you. Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm talking about the suicide hotline that's going to be omitted.
Yeah, this for people who don't know what you're talking about, let me just real quick. There's a suicide hotline for gay teens and gay and lesbian and trans teens. And it's gotten federal funding for years and years and years. And the Trump administration wants to pull that funding. So keep back to you.
Right. So I've used this hotline. I'm not gay or anything like that, but they have a number here in California where you can call and they'll let you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, they won't be judgmental. They'll probably let you talk more than you listen. And it's really helped me out a lot.
Yeah. Suicide hotlines are important.
Someone else, And now this whole hotline is being Yeah,
and on top of this, the Supreme Court comes out yesterday and completely ignoring medical science, literally completely ignoring medical science.
Oh, my, my.
The six conservatives on the Supreme Court basically said, trans people in America have no rights. And that's, or few rights. And that's,
really? I mean, it's just, like you said, how many trans people do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know any of them.
Well, I know a couple, and one of them is in my family, and I'm
just absolutely
horrified
by this. Whose business is it theirs?
Yeah, I
agree. I mean, really?
I agree. Susie, I got along
none of their business.
Spot on. Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Monty in Kingman, Arizona. Hey, Monty, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, sir. I was really wondering how much does eight-foot flagpoles are going to cost the taxpayer?
Well, Trump is claiming that he's paying for these as a gift to the United States and that they're $50,000 each. And I'm willing to believe that that's true.
I'm willing to believe it's not. We're always paying for everything. Also, he sounded like a bumbling fool after that. I caught that. So I just had to bring it to the attention. I'm just
curious. Well, he is a bumbling fool.
On that. Well, no side, we're here.
Yeah. But, you know, and now, you know, increasingly people are concerned about his, not just his mental health, but also his physical health. He's constantly got this big scar on his right hand or his left hand, I forget which one, that looks like he's getting infusions of something. Who knows? Maybe it's blood from children. He had a patch on his neck the other day. I mean, something's going on with Trump's health. Of course, he's 79 years old now. He's got a lot of people scratching their heads and looking at J.D. Vance and thinking, this guy, if it's possible to be worse than Trump, J.D. is it. And that's pretty scary, too. Monty, thanks for the call. I just think the flagpoles are tacky. I mean, hanging a giant flag, just a massive flag in front of the White House. Seriously? This is what dictators do. Dictator quiche. This is dictator's fashion. Amazing. Phil Itner, live from Kyiv, Ukraine, is up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AD
WBC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. More airstrikes are being traded between Israel and Iran, including a major Iranian strike on the largest hospital in southern Israel. This after the Israeli defense minister called for a regime change in Iran, saying the country's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Israel says more than 270 people were hurt in Iranian strikes across the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We know that over the past several days, they've been focusing on nuclear facilities and capabilities, they said, as well as taking out missile launchers, including some that they claimed that Iranians were trying to rehabilitate to use once again. The Israelis saying that they struck those locations.
President Trump is throwing another lifeline to TikTok, once again extending the deadline the Chinese firm ByteDance has to sell the popular social media platform, else it will face a ban in the U.S. This is ABC News.